The Arizona Cardinals will play in one of the most anticipated openers since the NFL franchise moved to the Valley more than 30 years ago. After a pretty bad season last year, the Cardinals used the first overall pick in the NFL draft on quarterback Kyler Murray. Along with the new first-year head coach, Murray faces lots of questions on how effective the rookie quarterback can be. Longtime Cardinals receiver Larry Fitzgerald, though, isn't worried.
He's as ready as any of us. I mean, he's been built for this situation. I mean, he's been groomed since he was a child to be, a starting quarterback in the National Football League. I mean, you guys laugh, but you know, honestly, that's his mentality, that's his mindset. You know, he's ready for this.
Joining us now to talk about the debut of the new QB coach and much more is Josh Weinfuss, who covers the Arizona Cardinals for ESPN. Josh, good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, bold move, Cliff Kingsbury, Kyler Murray. They didn't show much in the preseason. Are they actually hiding some special offense we're all supposed to get excited about?
To say the least, yeah. So, Cliff Kingsbury comes from an air raid background. An air raid is basically a system of offensive plays that spread the ball out across the field. They play at a high tempo. They don't huddle. So, it's kind of a way to get the ball moving quicker, right? So, he will do part of that. It's his version of the air raid. They haven't run any of it during the preseason, and that was by design. They don't want to put any of it on tape. So what they're going to do week one is unveil a way of playing football that the NFL has not seen before. So the NFL has seen parts of the air raid, components of the air raid, plays of the air raid, but they've never seen the air raid in full. So it's going to be completely different.
So a skeptic might say, if no one in the NFL has used this before, maybe it wasn't worth using. Is that too cynical?
A little bit. I think part of it is the reason it hasn't been used before is because no team has hired a quote-unquote air raid coach. And a lot of that is because the NFL is stubborn. They don't want to change. They think they have all the answers because they are coaching in the NFL. Well, the air raid has been one of the most productive and successful offenses in college football for the last 15, 20 years. Right? It was created by Hal Mumme back in the late 80s. And it's been perfected by some of his disciples and some of the disciples from Mike Leach, who is now the head coach of Washington State, who was an assistant under Mumme and helped him design the offense. And it's been run by some of the top teams in college football for especially the last 5 to 10 years. Well, those guys really haven't been given a shot to run it in the NFL because, like I said, NFL's stubborn. But each of those coaches has put their own spin on it. So now we're going to see what Cliff Kingsbury is going to do in terms of putting his own spin on it.
Well, given, as you say, that they haven't really used it at all during the preseason, is it fair to assume it might take a little bit of getting used to for the guys who even know what's coming?
100%. I mean, I think, you know, if you watched the game last night between the Bears and the Packers, you saw a lot of rust. The trend in the NFL these days is not to play your starters throughout the whole preseason, right? Or give them very few reps. So when they get into week one, it's not so much the offense that they have to worry about running, it's their conditioning. These guys haven't played a full four quarters since December. So there's a lot that goes into it beyond just the X's and O's, right? They have to get their stamina up. They have to get used to getting hit on a regular basis. But then for the Cardinals, you add in a new layer, and that's running a new offense at a tempo that really teams don't run in the NFL that often. So a combination of all that could make Sunday very interesting. But I think the fallout, if the offense does not look good, will be a lot of skeptics saying, I told you so. And when in reality, it might just take a few weeks for this to get going.
Josh, we just have a few seconds left. We're not going to ask you for some formal prediction, but do the Cardinals at least do better than last year?
A little bit better. I don't know if they're going to do a ton better, simply just because there's still some major holes on their roster and they're running a new offense. So there's still a lot to be seen. I mean, call me back after next week. After Sunday's game, I might have a totally different opinion because we don't know what's going to be run.
All right. Josh Weinfuss covers the Arizona Cardinals for ESPN. Josh, thanks for some of your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.